This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The politics of the American tax code is where we begin today because we are at that point in the election cycle. That is sometime after the Iowa State Fair, but before any votes have been cast, where candidates go through the time-worn ritual, and I mean that every sense of the word, of spelling out how they would like to fix the tax code. The plans we've seen so far, the latest being that from Donald Trump yesterday, promised to streamline and minimize taxes, but are, truth be told, pretty light on details, and they don't usually go anywhere. If all of this sounds familiar, it's because we've all seen this movie before. It's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Looking at the U.S. tax code in all its complexities can be a pretty frightening prospect. But what if things were different? Scott Hodge is the president of the Tax Foundation.
In a world in the future in which we had a simpler tax code, you'd have a tax code that didn't punish success and one that everyone could understand.
Presidential campaigns love calling for tax reform, but those promises haven't often translated into policy changes. If you're losing revenue by lowering taxes, it's got to come from somewhere or someone.
Behind every provision and loophole and deduction in the tax code, there's a pretty substantial constituency of people and businesses that live on those things.
Not to mention the people who live off explaining those things. Troy Lewis is a CPA in Draper, Utah, and even his parents are calling asking about the candidate's plans.
Could you boil this down for me? Which one is going to reduce my taxes and put more after-tax spending ability in my wallet?
Lewis says that's why tax reform resonates so well on the campaign trail. Veronique DeRuggi is a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center.
Every presidential candidate always makes some noise about reforming the tax code, but I think there is something that's quite different this time around.
Or there will be, she says, if the next president takes the lead in a movie called Political Courage, which sounds more like a biopic than a horror film. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.